You're listening to
Pillow Talk.
That's right, you're listening to Pillow Talk. Today is August 1st. It's a Thursday. Today with me we have E-Cat.
What's up?
Oh yeah, my name is Derek Davis. If I forgot to say that, which I'm pretty sure I did. We also have Ellen Tari.
Hello.
And Lethwin.
Hello all.
Alright, if you're new to the podcast, the way this works is that, like, we bring up a news topic, we discuss it, and we get on to tangents and stuff, but well, shit happens. It's all relevant to the topic most of the time, so. And if it's not, I cut it out in post. So, alright, the topic today is going to be my topic. It was supposed to be John's, if you listened to the last podcast, but he's not here. He's out on guard weekend or whatever. He's doing guard duty, whatever he does. So, the topic today is going to be, I don't know if you guys saw this in the news, but Washington now has, it's legal to have up to a pound of marijuana and smoke marijuana. I'm assuming you all knew that. You guys?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a pound. That's a lot, but okay.
If I remember correctly, it is a pound. And Colorado was another one that's legalized the use of marijuana. So on the news the other day, it was brought up that they were smoking it in public so much, and they were smoking it on like public buses, that it was giving the driver a contact high and he would have to pull the bus over. So they're thinking about and talking about regulating the use of it in public.
Guys, well, I agree. I mean, it should be under the same kind of laws that it is for smoking tobacco. You know, if you can't,
why was that put in place first?
You can't smoke cigarettes in majority of places now, so why would this be any different? I mean, if it has secondhand effects, anything that has secondhand effects should have regulations on it. That's just ridiculous. I didn't think of that before.
Yeah, I can kind of see the problem. I mean, you know, you're in Denver and going to take the bus, you know, downtown Denver, and the bus pulls up and the doors open and this cloud of smoke walks out. You're like, excuse me, sir, does this bus go down to downtown? The bus driver's like, who, what, dude? I could see problems with this.
Yeah, and that's not even – I just saw that on the news and I thought it would be funny to bring out to you guys. My – actual story does involve marijuana again, and in Washington, I know that this has happened in California and blah blah blah, but with marijuana being completely legal in Washington and Colorado, there's been a huge Fed raid on dispensaries in Washington lately, effectively crippling some of the dispensaries. Oh my god, did I shoot mind bullets at you guys?
So, they legalized it.
Mm-hmm. On a state level.
On the state level. And then is it so, on the national level, they're raiding dispensaries?
On a federal level. They're sending
on a federal
the
level?
In. SWAT teams and all kinds of shit. Carrying out bags, huge bags and boxes of marijuana.
Interesting.
That is absolute bullshit. And if I was a representative for Washington, I'd be like, fine, fuck it. Like, you take the why are we even states then? Why do we have any fucking power? Because that is absolute bullshit.
I think so as well. So
yeah, I could see that. You know, this really could be a, you know, it potentially could be the, you know, the turning point of another civil war, you know, the states versus the federal government, except here everybody's too stoned. They'll be like, yeah, let's do something.
Let's do something about this.
Oh, dude, I got the munchies. What were you talking about? You know, I mean, so I don't really see that it will go anyplace, but no, it actually is interesting. It'll be fun, the courts. It'll be fought in the courts, and it really is going to come down to an issue between the federal government and the states. And I have always said, you know, there's people recycling plastic and tree huggers and, you know, shrub lickers and all those fuckers, you know, that are about save paper, save this. And you know what? Until they legalize marijuana as a cash crop, and I'm not talking about for smoking it, I'm talking about hemp. Because, you know, I mean, you start making paper out of it, you start making clothes out of it, that's when I will take the green movement seriously. Because that's when you really start, you know, saving forests. Of course, all those people that own forests that are raping for, you know, paper and pulp products are going to do everything they can to fight that. And that may be where this comes from. Because you think about it, if a whole bunch of states fall, a whole bunch of states legalize it, then all of a sudden it legalizes growing it. And if you can legalize growing it, there's going to be a lot of farmers realize they can make more money selling it as a consumer product, not necessarily for consumption.
Right. Well, according to this law, individuals may grow up to 6 plants for personal use. However, commercial marijuana stores will not be allowed to open until 2014. So the dispensaries, it sounds like they busted in Washington, were medical. And this has been happening all over California for years, because California has legalized medical marijuana for a long time.
How is that legal if they're medical? Aren't they, like, registered with somebody?
What do you mean?
Like, if they're a medical dispensary, wouldn't that be registered with somebody at the state level or federal level so that they're allowed to be labeled a medical dispensary? So how could they go in and take it away?
That's probably what happened, is they weren't, and they're busting basically unregistered distribution centers.
Well, according to this, it's still illegal on a federal level to sell it. So even if you are a dispensary for medical use with your papers, technically I think they could still bust you. Because it's not legal on a federal level.
Yeah, see, that's weirdness. That's state versus federal government stuff.
Yeah. So this says, legalized possession does not mean that adult can light up anywhere. Smoking pot in public spaces such as parks or sidewalks remains illegal. But on the broadcast I watched on TV, which you can't always trust, and I should have cross-referenced before just now, said that they had a TriMet driver saying that he was getting contact high from people smoking. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about if it's illegal to smoke in public spaces still. But in the video, and they were running reels on TV, and they were just standing at fucking bus stops, just lighting up pipes and shit. They were doing it right out in the open in Washington. So I'm not sure if this website I'm looking at is up to date either. So let's see.
I'm thinking while you look that up or whatever, I'm thinking while they, how could those people even be, I mean, assuming they're, if they're not registered, then I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But if the federal government can walk in and just completely negate what the state said, why would those people even be responsible for paying for their own lawyers? I mean, a part of me would say the state said I could. So shouldn't the state be representing them for free?
You would think
against the federal government.
But does the state really want to take on the federal government at that point?
Better. They're the ones who said they could. That's the point. If I live in this state and they said I could do it, then I'm going to do it. Then what's the point of having states?
Well, to another issue with the same kind of concept, that's what Supreme Court just passed with gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It was legal in some states, but they weren't granted federal status because the government didn't acknowledge it. But Supreme Court ruled that and said if a state recognizes the gay marriage, then the federal government has to acknowledge it too and give them the same benefits federally that any marriage couple does. So based on that ruling, then it should make sense that this should come around pretty soon too. That if, but I guess another Supreme Court case has to be brought up.
It's so asinine how it works. I don't like that at all. It's so stupid.
This post on theweedblog.com says, I was dumbfounded after learning that the federal agents were raiding medical cannabis dispensaries across Washington on Wednesday. What exactly are the agents trying to achieve? Washington has a long history of progressive cannabis laws, culminating with the voters legalizing an ounce of marijuana for all adults and the establishment of licensed retail outlets last November. With about as many voters as President Obama received for the state resident in his successful reelection bid. Do the federal agents in charge of these raids think that the dispensary owners can't get any more cannabis? Do DEA officials think the Washington medical cannabis patients won't be able to acquire any other medicine? Are there no more meth labs in Washington trying to scare would-be retail outlets from licensing the state? Are they just trying to justify their budgets? That's really funny. The whole last like three lines of that is total sarcasm, and the beginning of that paragraph starts with sarcasm now aside, and then he just starts with sarcasm. So they were busting legal state medical cannabis dispensaries.
Well, the interesting thing is what are they going to be charged with? That's what's telltale. Right. It depends what they charge them with.
They may not even have charged them. They may have just seized the marijuana. I know they seized
that's
it.
That's interesting.
Because it doesn't say that they even charged them with anything.
What's the benefit of doing that, though? I mean, what are they gaining? I mean, rating at all, what's the benefit?
That's what they're saying. Are they just trying to justify their budgets? Which is obvious sarcasm. Trying to scare would-be retail outlets from licensing with the state? Like, do you have any idea what they're trying to accomplish?
What's the conspiracy theory behind this, Kat? What do you think this is for? Why do you think they're doing this and undermining this?
Well, they could be worried about the rate of progression, you know, how quickly they're popping up. They may know very well they have no legal case, but in order to slow it down or slow how quickly these distribution centers are coming up, somebody somewhere is worried about something.
Attempting to scare straight up retail outlets when that's legal.
Because, you know, it's interesting. What I find really interesting, why haven't the cigarette companies moved on this? They have had packaging. And shit, they don't care. You know, they can roll marijuana just like they roll tobacco. Why haven't they jumped on this?
I don't know.
That is really, because I mean, they have, you know, billions of dollars invested in manufacturing of tobacco products, and in nothing flat, they could be pumping out packs of these things.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a little. So I think people should be able to do whatever the hell they want. If they want to smoke marijuana, smoke marijuana. If you don't smoke marijuana, don't smoke marijuana. But why, I mean, it's not, alcohol is worse for you than marijuana is. And we still have, I mean, we've seen this with the prohibition. The government just making, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely, you know, they talk about a war on drugs. You really want to win that war, or at least, you know, put a really serious dent in it, legalize marijuana.
Yeah.
It really is that simple.
Do you think this is just a way for the government to flex their muscles and be like, guess what? Your states have no power, and we tell you what the fuck you can and can't do.
Okay, well, that's the easy one. The conspiracy theorist says the state requested the federal government do it.
Come in and break it all up?
Uh-huh.
But why?
Control it. Control. Controlling it. Maybe they didn't like the speed that these things can pop up without them run, you know, jumping through the proper red tape. It was happening too fast, so somebody goes, hey, you know, we need to slow this down. Hey, my buddy the feds, we'll play nice and we'll act like, oh, this is a problem and stuff like that, but we need you to take a few of these out. And boom,
but why hit the medical ones? Medical ones were, I'm pretty sure, were illegal in Washington anyway.
Well, it doesn't matter. See, that's the funny thing about the law. You know, we can say something's legal, we can say something's illegal, but the bottom line is, until you pay an attorney and go to court, you don't know.
Right.
You know, everybody's real quick to go, oh, that's illegal, I'm going to sue you. But, you know, when it really comes down to going and paying an attorney to take a case and whether you can take a case, that's an entirely different story. I mean, okay, Joe decides to open a medical distribution center for marijuana. And Joe puts his, you know, life savings or, you know, a good chunk of money down on the property and initially, you know, getting product and inventory. And poof, the feds come along and it's all gone. Mm-hmm. How much money he had left to get an attorney?
Yeah.
So, you know, the conspiracy says feds did it, but the state asked for it.
Right, right.
Again, I go back to the point, I mean, I get it. I get what conspiracy theorists, why they would say that. Like, I get that. I just think this is so asinine. I'm so tired of this. Keeping straight of what state did what and blah, 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 blah. And then the federal government's just going to overrule. That's just bullshit. Just absolute bullshit. Just then take away the state's power, then. Just take it away. What the hell are we wasting our time for?
And just that way lies madness.
They're going to swoop in and do whatever they want anyway.
I mean,
right?
What do you think? What do you think Washington people would feel then? Their voting did not matter. That's basically saying that their want or their vote, their say, did not matter. That the federal government, that just further encourages the whole idea that the government's going to do whatever they want to do, irregardless of you, and all we need is them to put together a gun registry and hunt us down. You know, I mean,
they come for our guns next.
It's a very slight, a slippery slope.
They take away our marijuana and then they come for our guns next.
Exactly, exactly. Slippery slope. I just think, this is what the fucking point.
You laugh, but yes, that is getting awfully close.
I know.
I mean, there might be
that.
A few steps in between there, but.
Like putting chips in our head.
That's right. That's right. Putting chips in our head. And, you know, as a democratic society, we already meet 9 of the 10 requirements for Marxist communism.
I told Cody that I was
on this slope and we didn't even know it.
I was like, let's go. Let's put these fucking chips in my hand. Let's do it. They're going to do it, whether, you know, one day anyway. Might as well fucking go get it done. What's the point? If I have a chip, can I get robotic eyes? Because I'm ready for that. And I want a robotic arm where I can beat off in 2 seconds.
Speaking of insanity, just to, you know, kind of change the subject for a second, I want to talk about human behavior. Human behavior is an incredibly interesting thing. And, you know, you guys know I was on vacation and we went to Yellowstone. And one of the first things I noticed is there's an amazing number of people that bring their pets with them. I mean, a large number. And I really wasn't aware of that. I you know, love animals, you know, big dog lover, no problem there. But, you know, and I like watching people and analyzing them. You know, there is a huge contingency. I mean, like, you know, Motel 6, pets and kids stay free. Which I didn't know that. It's extremely interesting. So there's a huge market for this. So I'm watching these people and I'm dividing these people up into 2 kinds of bringers of pets on vacation. And there's one that just loves their dog and didn't want him to stay alone and, you know, rode him up in the RV and take him with him. And then there are the snobby pet owners where it's kind of status to see how well behaved and controlled their pets are. And after a while, I could spot them.
I fit in column 1. just so everyone knows.
So one morning, and my daughter was with me, and you know, we've been out, you know, quite a few days, and I think she was a little homesick. You know, I could see her mood in the morning. She was a little more, she's not a great morning person, a little more down than usual. So I thought I needed to do something to pick things up a little bit, you know, kind of throw something interesting out there and see what happens. So, of course, I'm dressed in your typical shorts and hiking boots for Yellowstone. And at breakfast, I took an extra piece of bacon and broke it in half and rolled it in my sock. And then I took my daughter and sat her down in the lobby of one of these really big lodges and said, sit there and watch this. And then what I would do is go stand near people that I thought were the ones that are, you know, it's kind of a status and how well-behaved their dogs are. And with 30 to 45 seconds, their dog's trying to eat my sock. And I start yelling and screaming, going, hey, what's your dog doing? What is your dog doing?
Of course, you did not.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Tell me your video of this.
No, I didn't do that. I wish I had. It was just one of those things that just needed to happen. You know, some things just you need to happen. So I look over, and of course she's in tears, laughing, and you know, and I'd go away for a little bit, and then wait for that person in their embarrassment, you know, to scurry away, and then hit another one. You see one come in the door, and you can recognize them. I know them. I can see them. I can see the way their animal is perfectly posed and right there by their side, and I would saunter over towards them, and you know, their dog's trying to eat my sock, and I'm all like, oh, but this thing's vicious. What are you doing? What is going on here? And, you know, kind of take off, you know, back off, and, you know, and running a little bit, and, you know, fearful for my life from this rabid chihuahua. You know, I can't tell you how much fun that was. My daughter was laughing so hard she was crying, and the ranger came up and thought she was crying, which is at the point that, you know, I had to stop. You know, I really didn't want to.
You should have reached the bacon after your shorts, the leg of your shorts, and rolled it up in your underwear and see what happened then.
I don't want to know, because somebody'd walk in a Great Dane and I'd be in a world of shit.
You'd be fucked.
Okay,
but sausage, you know,
that was one story I just thought of. That just one of those things you could do, and you put her in a great mood, you know, and chase the morning blues right away. And it was an experiment in human behavior as well.
That is awesome.
It was fun.
I want to see a video of that.
I will have to do that somehow, some way, some. I should have.
Well, but, you know, I mean,
I don't know. I don't know how these things come to me. I don't know how it happens. It may be possession. I'm not sure. You know, because you go down to breakfast, you don't bring your camera. You know, you're just going down to breakfast.
You go down to breakfast, you don't poke a piece of bacon in your sock either.
Well, when I look at it, you know, my young daughter, and can see that, you know, something's amiss. I know what it is. I know what it is. You have to do something. You have to do something to alter the circumstances, to change the course of the day. And what better way than to prey upon poor unsuspecting people?
What better way?
Well, all these stories, the only thing it's done for me is solidify the fact that we have to have a guild vacation.
Oh my God, yeah.
The stories that would come out of a guild vacation would be epic.
Yeah. And we have Leth. He's a designated driver. Everything's already planned.
That's
it doesn't
right.
even matter. We need to go, and we need to rent a van, like a big ass van. Make Leth drive it around with all of us drunk in the back. Oh, it'd be perfect.
My God.
We need to set that up.
We do.
Like next summer. Like we have like a year. Like we should be setting it up right now.
All our kids, yeah. Mm-hmm. With all of us, with our kids, yeah. It's a great plan.
Shut up.
What the hell are we going to do with the kids? Knock them out drunk in the back, too?
Yeah,
here's a little NyQuil, kid.
Here's a little NyQuil.
What is it? Didn't they control the amount you can take now? So it's like just little tabs on your tongue.
Oh,
so
really?
Screw it up.
Whatever.
I think so. I don't know.
Just you take wash, more tabs, right?
Just wash your NyQuil down.
What does that do?
It'll be fine. I don't know. It dissolves real fast on the tongue. It's perfect.
The whole bomb goes away real fast.
It's like a stick of gum, Mom. I don't know what to... Just keep sticking them on there. It's awesome. Oh, my God. Let's do that. Let's plan that.
I really
Didn't we decide that halfway was like Durango or something like that, Colorado?
Something crazy. Yeah, I want to rent Ike a house, and everyone will pitch a little money in, make like a PayPal account and have everybody donate to it, the portion, and we could buy all kinds of shit. Your wife would come, ready, Kat?
Sure.
Yeah. Her and Ellen and Courtney could cook.
Oh. Sandwiches? Oh.
What?
Sandwiches.
Damn.
Oh,
damn. Sandwich. Give me a sandwich.
No.
That was kind of a rough joke. I'm sorry.
I think the ladies will make sandwiches. I think we can probably talk Desmond into it, too.
Oh, I bet Desmond makes a great sandwich. Holy shit.
I bet all you have to do is ask him to show us his dick.
You know what would come out after we left? It would be like a piece of bread with his junk in it. He'd be like, oh, I'll post this on Facebook. Guess whose sandwich this was?
After
the entire time, like every morning he'd walk out of his room fucking in like a pair of boxer briefs or some shit.
I bet he would.
Showing his penis off.
No, I'm
telling
you.
Helicopter guys?
Yeah.
That's gross. Ugh.
No, whatever. We have to do the widest things possible with him. Post it in Facebook and tag him so all his black friends can like see him doing all these
hiking.
White things. Hiking, canoeing.
That'd be awesome. Canoeing. Nope.
Team building. We should do team building. Like, you know, like catch you when you fall kind of thing. It's morale boosters for the kilt.
That would totally be awesome.
LARPing.
LARPing. LARPing.
I'm bringing my boffer and I'm going to rock you guys.
Telling you, we had so much. It was insane. I mean, I really don't know why we didn't at least get a good stern talking to. I think it was the whole hit and run thing. I think, you know, it was, you know, we were gone so fast.
Right. In and out, you like know, smooth
criminal. Rangers get there and all they get are stories about what happened and there ain't nobody there.
The perfect crime, victimless.
That's right. For all I know, they're still looking for a missing bear cub. Shit, I don't know.
They said it was Griswold. That was his name. All right.
So bad.
Leth, did you have anything you wanted to say on the marijuana topic?
No, I mean, just as far as it goes, it like in the perfect world, you know, the federal government would respect state laws, you know, and as far as marijuana goes, you know, legalizing it anywhere, it's, I don't care as long as you don't affect other people. It's kind of those things, you know, I don't care what you do as long as it doesn't, you know, have a negative effect on me, you know?
Right.
It's, you know, so.
Do you think the feds are going to come in when they start opening these actual straight up retail outlets for marijuana? Just for the public instead of the medical ones? Do you think the feds are going to come in and just start railing on them?
I don't know how it's being regulated. And I don't know if as long as the government's getting enough kickbacks through taxes, I don't think they'll give a shit. But if they ain't get anything from it, then that's when they'll probably have a problem. So I don't know. Are these places not, you know, not taxing? Is there no tax on it? Or it's a federal tax because the federal government doesn't do it? That's really, I think, what'll change it.
Well, look at cigarettes. Cigarettes are taxed to high hell and back, right, Kat?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And the federal government doesn't touch them. So I think as long as marijuana's done the same thing to them, you know, taxed, you know, the same rate or some way, and the federal government gets a portion of that money, they won't raid. But if they're not getting anything from them, then that's probably why they're fucking doing it.
Do you think it's a lack of communication?
No, I think it is so much more. Look, I'm telling you, the big telltale sign is why aren't cigarette companies pumping these things out? There is a problem. There is something going on that we don't know about that they haven't jumped on this.
Yeah.
Hmm. For instance, one of the things that comes to mind is, nobody really has done any massive studies on these things. They could turn out to be just as much as a carcinogen as anything else, as cigarettes.
Right. I just don't.
But something's up.
Yeah, I just don't get the reasoning behind attacking these dispensaries.
What I'm saying is, I don't think it's the easy answer is the feds flexing their muscle. I think it is much more than that. I think something else is going on. I think it's an issue of control, and I think it's an issue of control for the state as well.
Right. So I don't know if you guys have given your opinion on marijuana or not, or if you want to. I know I did earlier.
My generals, I have a tendency to agree with your statement that if I have a choice to deal with somebody drunk or somebody that's stoned, I would much rather deal with somebody that's stoned. Mm-hmm. I would have a tendency to agree that, I guess it depends on the levels, but it just seems like I believe that alcohol is more impairing. But my real position does not come from the effects of THC. My real position comes from the fact that its greatest value to us as a people, as a country, is its mass production for hemp, not for THC.
Right.
That's my opinion.
So
I'm definitely for it.
I'm sorry, what?
Legalize the shit out of it. End this shit. Be done with it.
I mean, people are going to get it when it's just like the prohibition. People are going to get it whether you want them to or not. It's just going to happen. It was the same thing that happened with alcohol. They were getting it anyway. And really, during the prohibition, people were getting bootleg alcohol, and it was like seriously fucking people up and killing them and shit. So is that what it's going to take?
Well, that's happened before. I mean, what was it in the early 80s that you had the big deal with Paraquat? It was an insecticide being used in Mexico on marijuana to kill something. I don't know what it was, but it turned out to be a massive carcinogen and a deadly poison.
Mm-hmm.
And it was distributed but not controllable because it was all black market. And, and then the whole, the prohibition of alcohol created the mob.
Yep. I mean, it's just, it's asinine. You hear about stories of laced marijuana with other shit and people ODing on it. I mean, they told us a story about that happened around where I live. This kid bought marijuana, but it was laced with a bunch of cocaine or something, and he smoked it and ended up ODing on cocaine or whatever it was, and he ended up dying from it.
Well, but unfortunately that's never going to drive any of the legal institutions because the numbers are so small.
Right.
Paraquat was massive because it was a massive distribution included in it, but I'm telling you, because think about what would happen. What would happen is if 50% of the states overnight legalized marijuana, the paper industry, the manufacturers of turning trees into paper, those plants actually probably wouldn't give a shit because I don't think it would take a minor overhaul of their factories to just turn hemp into paper. I don't think they'd be hurt. But the suppliers would instantly be crushed. You guys know how much paper is used everywhere, mm-hmm. even now. I mean, you know, we do a lot of things electronically. There are still volumes of paper, and there's a lot of money there, and there's a lot of people not saying a damn thing, but I promise you they're pulling strings behind it because they don't want to see it happen. Because if you own an acre of trees and your buddy next to you owns an acre of dirt, you're making money.
Mm-hmm.
The minute they legalize marijuana, your trees ain't worth shit because homeboy and his absent acre can plant a bunch of weeds and they grow beautifully and he can grow them 1,000 times faster than you can grow your tree.
Right.
You are now your trees, your forest is now, it ain't worth shit.
Mm.
They're not going to let that happen overnight.
They shut down a lot of commercial logging in Oregon a while back, and it put a lot of people out of business, from not just loggers, but people that worked in paper mills and people that drove the trucks. And I mean, tons of people. This guy that lives across the street from me lost his job a couple years ago because the paper mill he worked in shut down, and he hasn't been able to find work since, but I don't know. What reason? Anyway, not the point. But there's a lot of jobs in the like lumber services and shit like that.
Yeah, and it will all literally disappear overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that is the concern. That is the worry. Yeah, this all might not have anything to do with control of feds versus state. This may be a long-term slowdown to protect an economic problem. Because if it happened overnight, look, you've seen it yourself. You've seen it in your own community. It potentially could be devastating, not mm-hmm. just for the paper industry, textile industry, because hemp is a better product than cotton. You guys remember, this is marijuana used to be a cash crop. It right. used to be a cash crop. And those are the reason why. It wasn't because people smoked them. That was just one of the fringe benefits.
Mm.
But that's not why they were growing it.
So, Ellen, did you ever say your feelings on the legalization of marijuana?
Oh, yeah. That's what I said earlier. Just legalize the shit. Let's be done with this.
Right.
I'm so fucking over it. I think it's, you know... It's less dangerous and less, what's the word? Harmful than cigarettes. Not dangerous, but, you know, harmful, really. It's a better word.
Right.
I just think, you know, whatever. Turn it into money for the government. And it'll work. Just like cigarettes. Which sucks, but if you want to smoke it, you gotta suck it up and do it. You weren't allowed to before.
Right.
So well,
legally.
Right. Well, yeah, true.
So, Leth, what's your feelings on, like, what Ekat was talking about and the hemp side and stuff like that of marijuana?
Well, you know, if they converted from hemp to, you know, from trees to hemp, then I don't think there'd really be that much of a, that, you know, decrease in jobs, you know? Because it's still going to require people to work the paper mill to turn the hemp into paper. It's still going to require people to turn the hemp into textiles, like the cotton plant, you know, cotton. So, and if it grows faster, then you're going to have to increase it to keep up with demands and how fast it grows. So it might even increase job opportunities. Now, where you lose money is people that don't switch over or that it costs to switch over from a log-based paper mill to a hemp-based paper mill. But other than that, if they did switch over, I don't see there being a decrease in jobs. I mean, companies' names might switch places. You might replace one company with another company, but as far as jobs go, they shouldn't go down, the number of jobs, you know? Mm. So, and you're still going to have to require wood for some things. Building a house, lumber, you know, is not going to be replaced with hemp.
Yeah, hemp house would not be very good.
Yeah.
Hemp and mud. So, that's the house yeah. I want.
So there's...
down. Everybody just sit outside for a big party.
So there are some things that won't ever be, that it wouldn't replace. They would still need lumber for, you know, for trees for, it would just not be near the numbers you need now, you know? So.
Well, don't you, like, that would help. Because what they did in Oregon is they made them, like, parks and state-ran shit and forbid logging from them and stuff like that. That's what cut down the logging in Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan of trees. I love trees.
Do you like hugging them?
I would, I guess I would hug one, but, I, you know, I love trees, you know, and so the more we keep up, the better, I think, so, yeah.
So what's your position on, yeah, oxygen is good. What is your position on, the legalization of marijuana?
I'm for it, like I said, as long as it's regulated, to the same extent that any other, drug we have is, you know, and I think that that's something that needs to be discussed before, you know, it's not something you can jump into and say, oh, let's legalize this without talking about regulations. And in order to do that, you're going to have studies and real scientific studies.
And that's exactly why Oregon failed to legalize it in November, was because the dude that wrote up the bill to legalize it in Oregon didn't bother to put any stipulations on age. Driving under the influence. And there was like two other things that I can't remember at this point that he neglected to put stipulations on still almost passed with him messing up and not putting the stipulations on.
Yeah. So that's my opinion. As long as it's regulated and, you know, it's the same thing as any other, drug we use, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my only concern is when you legalize, if you legalize weed, are you eventually going to get into, you know, and you're doing it to, oh, if you legalize it, the prohibition standpoint, if you legalize it, then it'll get rid of the underground, you know, that war on drugs. Well, then are you eventually going to legalize all the other drugs so that you have no war on drugs? You know, like, do you ever stop? That would be my only concern.
Well, there's another concern. Mexico is going to be decimated. They will see an economic crush that they have probably never seen before.
If we legalize it, you're saying?
Yes.
Right.
They've been fighting this the whole way. They have been doing everything they can to stop this.
But see, they could still, we could still, we could still buy it from them and ship it up here, have them grow it down there. If they wanted to be smart about it, they would go that route and support.
Sure. But think about it, what is going to happen to the price. It's going to drop unbelievably fast. Oh God, yes.
Even if they tax the shit out of it.
Oh yes. Tax doesn't change the price. The price actually for the crop is going to drop like a rock. Now you can maintain the street price by taxes, but now what you're talking about is an economic change in distribution. Instead of Mexico getting that money, our government gets that money. And now there's no reason for the people in Mexico to grow it or do anything with it. And all those people that are smuggling it, poof, nothing to do unless they push another drug.
Right. I was going to say, do you think they switch to pushing another drug?
But they don't have it. They don't have another drug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't produce cocaine. Meth can be done localized. It doesn't have to be done somewhere else and transported in.
Yeah, I mean,
you can do it in a hotel room.
If you watch Breaking Bad, I'm pretty sure it comes from, where is that? Arizona? Isn't that where it is?
It looks like it's a desert. I don't know where, but yeah.
I think it's Arizona.
You know, so that one is not going to work. So all of a sudden, you know, you've got all these massive, powerful drug gangs that, poof, one of their major fund raising aspects of their business is just gone.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that have vested interest that nobody is looking at. And that will come up. And that may really be the source of what you're seeing with. Mexico puts pressure on the U.S. Look, you expect us to work with you in this war on drugs, but then you turn around and you legalize drugs. What kind of message is this sending? You need to show us something. You've got too many distribution centers popping up. You need to bust some of these things. There's no telling where this is coming from. But the only thing I'm convinced of is it ain't simple and it ain't straightforward.
It's going to be interesting how it shakes out. I can't wait to see it. I can't believe it's like a slow road that there's no, you can't see the end. It's really strange.
I think they're trying to make it a slow road and it was happening too fast.
Right. Well, so what did you guys think of my topic? How was that?
Definitely,
I like it.
It's upsetting.
It's upsetting. Yeah. You didn't talk very much, Ellen.
No, it's just upsetting. I'm also tired because I was up early. Got like 5 hours of sleep. But I don't know. It's just, I hate that kind of shit. It's that kind of shit that makes me think that everything's falling to shit. Yeah. You know, jobs, they bounce back. You know, the gap between the rich and the poor, yeah, that is kind of bad. But this kind of shit where it's just, it's stupid and yet they want to control this or they want to.
See, the conspiracy side of me is just going wild.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, it is because it's like, hey, they're legalizing this stuff. You got states legalizing this. And nobody has done any significant research on whether there are carcinogens, what are the long-term medical effects, and you know why? Because they don't give a shit. We got too many people anyways.
Well, isn't there... I thought they were doing all kinds of medical research on it.
Well, they might now, but there's no long-term medical research on marijuana as far as the long-term effects. It's all short-term. You know, look, if somebody has cancer and it helps them, why not?
Yeah.
Well, because they know that the actual disease they have is going to kill them a lot faster than anything that marijuana could do. But when you legalize it for everybody, that's a different story.
They have studies that high concentrations of THC is curing cancer. But those are pretty much, you know, rats.
Right.
And
what does it mean by high concentrations?
Just extracting the THC. So it's not, smoking marijuana would not be enough.
Right.
No, they're talking about super purification of it.
Yeah, like taking THC and mass producing that. Just
like
that,
the things that cigarette companies have been doing for years. Mm-hmm.
And they said it doesn't have any harmful effects or anything. They can't find anything wrong. It actually fixes a lot of issues, and mm-hmm. they believe it's curing cancer. And so a lot of people who, I guess, black market or whatever, or participating in studies have been trying it. And they said it's been working. But I think a lot of that's anecdotal, and I think a lot of it may be just in rats so far. And it's not anything broad. I don't think they want to announce that.
They can't.
Right. Not, yeah.
I mean, how can you do a study on an illegal substance?
Right. Well, you can if you're the FDA.
Yeah.
Not in the U.S.
They've done studies on crack, what crack does to you and stuff like that, haven't they?
And yeah, I'm sure they have.
Well, yeah. They've documented it. It's different than doing studies on it. Because start crossing the boundary of human experimentation.
That's what they used to do back in the day, though, with like ecstasy and stuff. The feds, I think it was ecstasy. They were using ecstasy on human trials. They would slip it into people's drinks. They'd have a party. They'd invite a bunch of people over. They'd have a party, and you'd slip it in their drinks and see what they'd do at night. They were literally running human. That was in like the 70s or something. No.
Oh, there's been all kinds of little cover-ups about stuff like that, including viruses and viral exposure and all kinds of nastiness.
So who's next? Who's next week?
Next week. So it was ECAT went first. No, you went first. Then Leth. And then ECAT was gone. Let's do ECAT. ECAT, you're next.
Uh-oh.
Make it good, ECAT.
Shit, the pressure's
on. Come on, you got tons of conspiracy theories to throw at us. Come on.
I'll have to dig. I'll have to see if I can find something good.
I'm not telling you how to do it or whatever. You can do it your own way, but I like ones that start small and grow into big problems. Like starting with like I did the raids and stuff, and then growing into big federal crap.
I'll look and see what I can turn up.
And it'd be cool to do like a whole segment toward the end of the each episode that's you putting your tinfoil hat on and just going to town.
I'm all for that.
I like that too.
We should just do straight up like what we think and stuff like that, and then we'll do a segment at the end. It's just toward the end. It's tinfoil hat time. Are you still there? Yes, asshole. Google Hangout. All right, so
yeah, I'll have to dig and look and see if I can come up with something that leads to something insane and foil hat time.
Yeah, I mean it's all up to you, but
just that would be fun.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Let me look and see what I can do.
All right, so let's get the outros going here. Oh shit! Did I say what episode it was in the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
What episode is it?
I remember you saying we've done episode 0 and episode 1.
Yeah, but I think we've recorded. This will be episode 3 because I haven't edited episode 2 yet. Okay, so I'll say that now. All right, so that's going to be it for episode 3 of Pillow Talk. Ekat, do you have any shout outs or plugs or anything?
Well, I'm convinced that the government is directly listening to our thoughts through our cell phones. I can't prove it, but I don't think it'll be very long before it's obvious and I don't have to prove it.
Okay. I like it. You know what? I heard that, what was it? You guys heard of DEF CON and Black Hat? They're hacker conventions.
Oh, yeah?
Have you guys heard about this? Well, I guess they came out. Do you know what GoPros are?
Mm-mm.
GoPro is this tiny camera with a little microphone in it, and people are using them as dash cams, and they strap them to, like, their helmets while they're riding motorcycles, or strap them to the front of their quads when they're out riding quads and shit like that.
Okay.
So it's like this little mobile camera. Well, people are saying that at this DEF CON or Black Hat, I don't remember which one it was, they're saying they could hack a GoPro from like 200 feet away or whatever and be able to see and hear everything that is being put into it. So, yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
But I also know that wearing foil around your head disrupts that ability.
Does it?
Yes, I know this.
Well, they were saying that they could like hack a pacemaker inside someone from like 10 feet away.
That's scary.
And just stop your fucking heart. Isn't that insane? All right, sorry, I didn't mean to get off on a little tangent. Leth, you got
anything? I don't see how that would be possible.
I don't know either, but that's what I heard they were talking about during the convention, part of the convention. Leth, you got any plugs or shout-outs?
No, just join us for weekly streams, and if you want to, come see us on Wildhammer and get to meet us in person. We're awesome people. Woo!
Yeah. All right, Ellen.
Nothing really. I've got feminercharm.com where sometimes I talk about topics like this, and most of the time I talk about nerdy stuff like books that I like to read and games that I play. So that's it. That's all I got to shout out. Otherwise, I just love everybody here. Glad we all could get a good time. Good time.
That was a lot of fun. Do you have any new posts up yet? You're so lagged. Your face is
right now. I'm participating in that. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, it's all good.
Turn off Candy Crush.
Right now, I'm participating in a. I'm not doing anything. Right now, I am participating in a book blogging challenge. So, nothing exciting really, but the challenge is up for book nerds, and that's it. That's what I'm doing.
And that website was feminerdcharm.com,
right?
Right
now. Yes, it is. That
okay.
is correct.
So, I'm going to try and rent, I'm not promising anything, but I'm going to try and rent The Last of Us for PlayStation 3. You still there? You're not moving. Are you frozen?
Oh, yeah? Is that the game?
Yeah. It's like this zombie game, and people are freaking out saying Game of the Year and all that crap. I am going to try to rent it this weekend. Well, my weekend, so Monday, Tuesday. And if it's cool with you, I might write up a little review for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can throw it in your console thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that was feminerdcharm.com, right?
Yes, sir.
You got your own website now. You're not using that WordPress crap.
No, it's the real deal now.
You're going big time.
Funsies.
All right, so for me, you can follow me on Twitter. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. I should have more followers than Ellen, I'm just saying, but I don't. So you got to follow me on Twitter. Follow me at Fidelis Titus.
But I bring the tits.
That's true, but I have you on here, so I should get some of the tip followers, too. I mean, by proxy. And your face is frozen on my screen, and your mouth is wide open. You're like...
Stop.
Okay, so sorry. So, yeah, follow me on Twitter at Fidelis Titus. Check out the stream. I stream Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's World of Warcraft Raids, 6:30 Pacific time. Every day other than that, on Thursdays, I do Fidelis Go Podcast live stream at 6:30. And I play Warframe, and it's going to start playing TF2 again. Make sure you check out the website at Fidelis. studios.wordpress.com. please follow, like on there. You can get all the episodes on there, and make sure if you're getting this through iTunes, or if you want to get it through iTunes, it is on iTunes. It says it's on there and it shows it on there, but I'm having a hard time finding it. So if you find it on there, let me know how you got to it. Send me an email at fidelistitus@gmail.com, and make sure you comment. Leaving a review would be super awesome. I love reviews. I have zero, so I would like to have some. And we'll do shout-outs. We'll do, if you leave a review, we'll give you a shout-out on the show. And if you send us emails, if you want to talk about anything that, if you have any comments about anything we talked about on here, send me an email. We'd love to discuss it. We will absolutely discuss your emails on the show. So, yeah, send me emails. Well, for me and everyone here, thank you for watching or listening, guys. I guess it would be listening. Thank you for listening, guys. Take it easy.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Fidelis Studios Network. For more information, check us out at fidelisstudios.wordpress.com.